comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, here comes the sun on the phone with us today. We are so excited to have on the phone with us Lori Thrush. Everybody knows her because she is the Hastings Senior Center Coordinator. And Lori, I bet you're so darn lonesome.
I am lonesome. You know, a few weeks ago I woke up and I kind of got real emotional. I thought, what is this all about? And I thought, you know what? I'm grieving the loss of a program that we've built over the years, all the people that come to it. And, you know, it just overnight, it changed. And, you know, it changed for our participants. It changed for the staff. You know, we're all dealing with this. And I was just caught off guard by that overwhelming sadness that this is not what we want to do at Community Ed. We're about the people.
Right. And you know what? That is a real feeling that you just spoke of, the grieving. We had our friend Tom Ellis, who is a therapist, on a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about that exact same thing. It is a loss, and so we're going to grieve it. We're going to go through all of those emotions, and we have to really be kind to ourselves during this time period because it is a loss. Well, I know that you're a real social person and you're probably still able to be out a little bit, but since you deal primarily with seniors, that's got to be extra hard because you know a lot of these folks coming to the senior center really was their whole life, wasn't it?
Right. It, you know, it is hard for a lot of people. And, you know, we know, and I've known for years, I've been there almost 34 years. And years ago, I knew how important the program was. I really didn't probably fully grasp what it was about it, but we now know how important those, not being isolated, how important it is for seniors not to be isolated so that they remain healthy, and it's imperative to their health. You know, as in all of us, you know, isolation is not a good thing. And, you know, it's something that can cause health issues. It can cause, you know, dementia to rear its ugly head. You know, I mean, it's just not a healthy thing. And so how now do we help people somehow not be isolated in this time of isolation?
Especially as you were saying earlier, you're grieving the wonderful programs that you have really built over the years. And I think about what the senior center was even probably 15 years ago. Tell us about the metamorphosis of it. If you've been there 34 years, you've seen a lot, Lori.
Yeah. You know, we just know how important connectedness is, and we're bringing people in. You know, our people are active people in our community. They're the 50-plus-year-olds that are out. They're volunteering. They're involved in their church. They're involved down in Hastings Family Service. They're, you know, they're out and about, and they're goers and they're doers. But some of them are also alone. You know, their spouse has died. Their children don't live here. This is their family, mm-hmm. almost. And that's what I've seen over the years, is I've seen these pockets of families. You know, it may be a group that plays 500 or Mahjong or the Zumba Gals, or they become family and they keep track of each other. And when they don't see each other at the center, when somebody's missing for a while, they check on them. And so I'm encouraging people to keep checking on your friends. Make sure you call them, send them a card, you know, touch base with people. Make a contact with somebody every day for yourself and for somebody else. You know, keep those connections going because it's just so important. And I've made calls to people, and I hear, it's so good to hear your voice. It's so nice to have somebody to talk to. You know, not everybody has family that is touching base with them every day. So we need to be that family.
You know, that's good advice to the general public that might be listening. Maybe if there's somebody in your neighborhood that you know is in need of maybe a phone call or something.
Yeah. Or if you're making a trip to the grocery store, hey, is there something I can pick up for you? You know, we're trying to keep people that are vulnerable out of grocery stores and where there's lots of people. So help them out. See if there's something that you can get for someone. I've done some grocery shopping for some of our members who don't have family. They're not computer savvy. But I have to tell you the one story when I called somebody and I wasn't sure of her age. I had her birth date, but I hadn't really calculated how old she was. And I asked her how she was doing, and she said, "You know what? I just ordered my groceries online for the first time today, and it went pretty well." And I looked down; she was 95 years old.
Hold on, giving you one of those. What the heck? Oh, Lori, I mean, I'm closer to 95 than I want to admit, but I sure hope I'm like that at 95.
I know.
That is the best story ever.
I know. And, you know, I'm amazed at the people. We've now got yoga and our Zumba classes going on Zoom. And I'm so happy. I know even our yoga instructor, technology is not her thing, but she was willing to go there. Because she knew that was the way we were going to stay connected. And so I'm so proud of people that are trying new things. I've heard of a group that they're not doing it over Zoom, but they send texts and pictures with happy hour pictures back and forth to each other. You know, so people are being creative. They're figuring out how to stay connected. But we need to find those people that maybe aren't as connected and try to get connected with them.
I like that idea. Lori, tell us how people can take part in some of those Zoom classes.
They just need to contact me. They can call the center at 480-7689, and I'll get them the information. I've walked through people, a couple people, on how to get Zoom going for even their families. You know, I send out email updates once a week, and I sent out one recently. I said, hey, you know, over Easter, my family from Hawaii, L.A., South Dakota, and Minnesota, we all connected. First time we've all really been together for 11 years.
Mm.
And we did it on a Zoom call, and it was wonderful. You know, would we like to be in person? Absolutely. But, hey, when you can't, you do the next best thing.
So you can help people work through that if...
Yep.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you. So how about you? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I mean, this is challenging me. It's making me go outside of my normal thinking and trying to be creative. And so I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
Tell us a little bit about community ed in general, because I know that most of the programming that you had set up, there's been an impact to that. So
right,
how is that going, please?
You know, all of our programs have kind of been suspended. The ones that we can do virtually, we are doing that. We just had our daddy-daughter dance with cable TV did that with us this last Saturday. So people were on that way having some fun with dancing with the DJ.
How sweet.
Some of the classes through Community Ed that were in the catalog have still gone on virtually. So folks can, you know, they'll be contacted if their classes can still go on. We're looking ahead to the fall, the planning, trying to figure out what the fall looks like.
When would that new catalog come out?
It usually comes out in August, end of August.
So are you working against that same timeline, or
well,
might that
you know,
be adjusted?
Well, you know, every day, we're still kind of waiting on the governor's orders and how things will look. And so we're getting stuff kind of ready to go, but at the same time, you know, waiting.
So what does fall look like? Are you going to maybe think ahead and think, gosh, are there some classes that we could still do virtually? Are you going to?
I think a lot of our instructors will be looking at that as a backup plan. They want to teach as much as we want to offer the classes. So how can we continue to do that? It may just be scaled back for a while as we come out of this. So it'll be a work in progress.
So I know that one of the things the governor has asked people is to really think about what it looks like for your business or your organization mm-hmm. when the doors are able to be open again. What are some of the things that you're going to be doing that are different? Because I think the public wants to know that as well. So have you guys thought about that?
You know, we're starting to. I know as far as the senior center end, you know, it will be a work in progress as far as opening up to maybe some of our smaller groups that can meet, whether we require masks, you know, lots of hand sanitizers, probably not food for a while, you know, those kinds of things we're thinking about. So we'll start small with some of our things getting back in session. I just had a call from one of our tax coordinators, because we AARP suspended all our tax program before people had their taxes done. They're considering whether or not they'll come back, and then how would that look? We'd have to have less people in the room and, you know, all the protocols for hand sanitizer and masks and things like that to keep people safe. So we will certainly look at those things. You know, one thing about our program, it's people participate if they want to participate, if they feel comfortable participating. And not everybody will, and we understand that. So we'll just work with that.
Everything really is a work in progress. I bet you miss seeing those little cuties in your building, too.
Oh, my goodness. All the little ones? Yes, we do. We really do. And we know that life at home is different, you know, and they miss school. They miss their teachers. You know, they didn't really get to say goodbye.
No.
It just kind of ended. So, yeah, it's hard for them, too.
Lori, tell us about the daycare that you've been providing, because that was a huge, huge initiative to take on, and it was different kind of from what you usually do.
Right. So the emergency child care was mandated by the state, and so we've got kiddos that come in, and they've done an excellent job. It was all set up before I came over and started helping with it, but you know, kiddos come in, they know to stand in line, they have their temperature taken, they use hand sanitizers, they're in rooms, they're spread out amongst the whole building with, you know, maybe 4 to 5, 6 kids in a classroom, so they're really spread out. They have activities for them. They work on some of their e-learning during the day. They're in the gym. But these kids get it. They know that they can't be close to each other, and they do a really, really good job of that. But if you walked in here, it's just so calm. And the kids are great kids that are here, and it's working really well.
So the children are all kids of first responders? Is that...
Well, it's Tier 1 and Tier 2, they call it, so that could be grocery store workers to firefighters to nurses and doctors, you know, anybody that's in that essential Tier 1 and Tier 2 could take advantage of this.
And is it something that you could get involved in now, or do you have any openings?
I think it's closed right at the moment. We're kind of at our max, I believe. I'm not the expert in that area, so I don't want to say. People could certainly call to check.
And what would be a good number for that?
480-7670.
7670. Perfect.
You know, besides the Zumba, our golfers are back out on the golf course.
Oh.
We have a golf group, so the ones that want to participate in that certainly can. You know, unfortunately, our Hastings Rotary Fishing Program, formerly known as Let's Go Fishing, has been suspended for the summer.
Oh.
So many of our volunteers are older, and many of our people, participants, come from nursing homes, assisted livings, that kind of thing. So they just thought it was best to leave that alone this year, but come back in 2021. We did get a grant from the United Way for food for seniors, and we've taken some food to some of the assisted livings here in town, and we also can provide, if there's anybody that's in need of some food, a senior, or if they need grocery shopping, they can certainly call me at 480-7689, and we can get them hooked up with that.
Is that something that you thought of yourself, or is that something that other community eds around the state are doing?
Steph Becken, who's our adult enrichment coordinator, and I kind of came up with that, and we applied for a grant from the United Way, so we were able to offer that.
That's really great.
Yep, and it's been a fun thing to do. It's really been fun, and the seniors have really appreciated it. We have a puzzle exchange going on Wednesdays.
Do tell.
Down at Tilden, there's a table that gets put out. We put out about 15 puzzles. We ask people only to touch the puzzle that they're going to take, And they can also bring puzzles and donate them, put them in a bin below, and then we sanitize those, leave them for a week, sanitize them, and put them out the next week. It's been going great guns. People are into puzzles. So that is between 10 and 2 on Wednesdays at Tilden. So if they're out getting groceries or out for a walk and they want to stop by, they can do that.
And do you have to bring your own puzzle to take a puzzle?
No, not at all. You can just come take a puzzle if you want.
So nice. That's really clever. I like that a lot. What else?
Well, that's all I've got for right now as far as new things that are happening. We're still planning. We're hoping that we can open up here in a while. You know, like I said, we'll just go with the governor's mandate for groups and when they can get back together. Because I know our foot care people and some of our support groups, they really miss, you know, having time with each other. We may try to get some support groups up on Zoom, too, in the meantime.
What are some of the support groups you have?
We have a Parkinson's support group. We have a caregiver's support group. We have and a diabetes support group. And then we've got other ones that meet in our building, and I know some of those, I think, may be meeting virtually, our grief support group, and then Donna Mathewitz has a Gone Too Soon one that I think is meeting virtually, or she's touching base with those people one way or the other.
So and what about your gardens outside? Who's taking care of those?
Well, right now we have a senior that she did take some time, and she was able to come and weed those. And then we're looking for waterers, people that would like to come and help water those gardens over the summer. So we've got a hose outside, so we can maybe implement that again. So we are asking for those kind of volunteers, too.
Well, Lori, I know that you're making the best of this weird, weird time that we're in, and we are grateful that you took the time to chat with us, because I really have thought a lot about the senior center and how this isolation piece really impacts seniors more than a lot of the general public. And you know so many of these wonderful seniors intimately because, as you said, they are go-getters and they're out in the world. And so you gave us great advice to continue to reach out to them.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's important to stay connected.
Stay connected. Lori, stay connected with us, will you?
We'll do that. Okay. Thanks so much for having me.
We love it. Lori Thrush, she is the Hastings Senior Center Coordinator. And if you have some calls, if you want to set up something on Zoom, give Lori a call directly at 651-480-7689. Lori, thanks so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.